Boy, the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G-R-O-S, now red, great. Those were the days.
Bah.
Gloria, what are you doing down here? You want to be in bed.
I feel too bad to lie down. You call Dr. Nelson.
Yeah, but he can't come. He says he don't feel well enough to make house calls.
Oh, no, you mean Dr. Nelson's sick, too?
Yeah, and he thinks it sounds like both of you got the same thing.
Well, what'd you tell him?
I told him to take two aspirin.
I feel awful.
Oh, dinner will be ready soon. Some nice stew will make you feel better.
Not so loud, my stomach might hear you. I can't face any food.
Oh, maybe you're right. They say starve a cold and feed a fever.
Well, what am I supposed to do? I got a cold and a fever.
Oh, well, maybe if you ate a little for your fever now, you could starve a little for your cold in the morning.
No food, Ma.
You ate it.
There's your father coming, Archie. Hello, Archie.
Oh, Wait a minute.
You see what you've done? You went back and picked up three loads of germs, then you come and dump them on me. Me.
Daddy, you never have any sympathy for anybody but yourself. Can't you see? I got the flu.
Well, whose fault is that?
I think it's Mr. Nixon's fault.
Why?
Well, making us put our thermostat down so low, it gets awful chilly upstairs at night.
In their bedroom, it ain't never chilly.
Buddy.
Get a little dinner on the table here,
dinner's
Harry.
Dinner's all ready, Archie. I'm just waiting for Mike to come home.
Oh, geez, what happened? His chow radar ain't working today?
Michael had a very important lecture he had to attend.
Oh, well, listen, that's tough luck on him. We ain't waiting. Come on, Edie, get it on, huh?
All right.
We always wait for you.
That, little girl, is because I happen to be the breadwinner in this house. Your husband is the crumb. Look at this. Hey, this looks pretty good here, Ian.
Yeah, it's beef and mushroom stew.
Oh, beef and mushroom stew. Hey, geez, that's something good here, Ian. You really overdone yourself tonight, huh? Delicious, huh? Ain't you gonna eat nothing here?
Oh, no, I had a big lunch at the women's league meeting at the church. I ain't hungry yet.
Ain't you got nothing to do, Edith?
Oh, that's all right, Archie. I don't mind keeping you company.
Edith, it makes me nervous to have you sitting here listening to me chew.
Oh, no, Archie, you ain't hardly making any noise. Ah. Oh, Mike, I'll get you dinner right away.
Oh, thanks, Mom. I'm hungry.
Yeah, you ain't hungry. I'm going to phone in the news to Big Mouth Cronkite.
Funny, Arch. Funny. Honey, what's the matter?
Oh, Michael,
You got a cold. Get away. Get away.
What kind of a wedding is that? You got a cold. Get away. Can't you see I feel terrible?
Honey, this morning.
Can't you see that I'm sick? That I have the flu? Daddy, you hear the way he's talking to me?
Hey, look out. Don't be blowing your bike probes over here.
I don't believe this. My own father pushes me away from the table. And my own husband, who I just stood up for before he came home, is attacking me because I have a cold. You know something, Michael? I may be sick, but you're sick.
Rory, I'm sorry, honey. I'll come up and sit with you, all right?
Dinner, Mom.
Oh, thanks, Ma. Did you say dinner was ready?
Yeah.
I'll be up in a minute, honey.
Yeah, he'll be up, honey, as soon as he fills his face here. Hey.
Looks good, Ma. What is it?
Beef and mushroom stew.
Mushrooms?
Yeah.
Ma, I don't think we ought to be eating mushrooms.
Listen to the ecology nut over here. Mushrooms ain't no endangered species. Nobody's going out shooting mushrooms.
Arch, we may be endangered if we eat them.
Mushrooms are good for you. Frank Lorenzo was telling me how they grow them in a special fertilizer.
Oh, just can't you be delicate?
Didn't you see the article in today's paper? They recall the whole batch of mushrooms because of food poisoning.
Oh, my. I hope I ain't poisoned you, Aunt.
Don't be stupid. If you're praising me, I'd be heaving up all over the table.
Ma, when did you buy these mushrooms?
Day before yesterday.
That was before the recall. The cans you bought might be some of the bad ones. Arch, I don't think you should be eating any more of that. Not until we find out what kind of mushrooms these are.
Listen, wise guy, if you think you're going to ruin my dinner with all this bad news, you're wrong, because I'm already finished.
Arch, I'm just telling you.
Bring me my coffee over to the coffee table.
I think we ought to check out those mushrooms.
And I think that you ought to check out of this here country.
What?
You're always running down everything that America stands for.
America stands for mushrooms?
You and your heroes like that Ralph Nader, you're giving the whole country a pain in the butt.
You ought to be grateful for Ralph Nader. Do you realize that before 1968, there were hardly any cars recalled for being defective? But in 1972, there were nearly 8 million cars recalled.
And do you realize that in 1974, who cares?
Nader cares, Arch. And you should, too. You drive a cab part-time. Ralph Nader may save your life someday.
How? By making people scared to ride with me? The only person that's deflective is Nader. Nader ain't doing the country no good.
Oh, I get it. What's good for General Motors is good for the country.
You're damn right. And Ralph Nader ain't no good for General Motors. No.
Oh, Archie, are you feeling anything yet?
Was.
I mean, are the mushrooms getting to you?
What are you hoping? I'm feeling fine. I don't want to hear nothing more about mushrooms.
That's good.
Yeah. Not necessarily, Ma. If he's got botulism, the symptoms might not show for hours.
I got what?
Botulism.
Get out of here. Nobody ever went crazy eating mushrooms.
Botulism means food poisoning, and I think we ought to check those mushrooms.
Oh, I think so, too.
What do you know about these nuts? I'll give you a for instance. How many different brands of mushrooms are sold all over this here country?
Oh, thousands.
All right, and how many cans do you think are bought?
Millions.
So what do you think the chances are of me getting a one bad can out of all them millions of cans? What is it, 100 to 1?
What is that, the new math?
I'm glad you're all right, Art.
One of the troubles with this country is that some little thing goes wrong, everybody panics.
Oh, hi, honey. I'm sorry. I was on my way up, really.
Well, that's all right, Michael. I understand. Out of sight, out of mind.
Oh, honey, don't be that way.
Ma, did you put any mushrooms in your stew today?
Yeah, why?
Oh, no. Did everybody eat it?
No, just Archie. Why are you asking?
Because I was listening to the radio and the news was just on, and they said that 3 people in Queens are in the hospital with botulism from eating canned mushrooms.
Huh? You hear that?
Archie! And you know what else they said? 1 person died from it.
Somebody died from it.
Well, all right, there's your 1 dead guy out of 100. I'm gonna pay.
She said somebody died in Queens.
She didn't say nothing like
that. Yes, Daddy, in Queens.
What part of Queens?
What brand of mushrooms was it?
Will you shut up? What part of Queens?
I don't know. They said it was Pocono mushrooms.
Oh, well, all right, don't start a panic now, will you?
What brand of mushrooms did you buy?
I can't remember.
Come on. Think, will you? Was there the Pocono?
Arch, take it easy. Don't panic.
Will you stay out of this? Now, take it easy. Don't panic. Just think.
Yeah, I'm thinking. All I can remember is there was something funny about the name.
Pocono's a funny name.
What's funny about it?
Label, and it was a bargain, 3 for 59 cents, so I got 3 cans.
Are you telling me that you put 3 cans of Persian in my stew?
Why don't we just check the cans and see what brand they were?
Why don't you stay out of this? Either we gotta check the cans and see what brand they were. What did you do with the cans?
I put them in the garbage pail.
You put them in the garbage pail? Well, look at that garbage pail in there.
It's out of the way here. Let me look at them.
Get out of the way. There ain't no garbage in the garbage pail.
No, I put them in the trash can.
Look in the trash can outside. You're in the way. You're in the way. Look at the trash can out there.
Look here. Eat it. There ain't no garbage in the trash can.
What are you doing?
Well, why don't we call Ferguson's? They may not even carry Pocono mushrooms.
All right, gotta call Ferguson's. Hey, you let me get in that door! You're in the way again,
What's the number? It's five.
What's the rest of it? You only gave me 6 numbers.
I gave you 7 numbers.
You gave me 6. One of those numbers was a sneeze.
Well, you get on with it.
Well, what do you want me to do? Do you see a sneeze on the dial?
Start over, huh?
Five, three.
Three.
One.
Five.
Five.
Oh, geez, here she goes again. Don't hang up the phone book. Keep the line hot there.
I can't see with the glass.
I got it.
Here it is.
5553152.
Why will you dial the number?
5, 5, 5.
Hey, stop, you
sneeze, hello, Ferguson's. Do you carry Pocono mushrooms? You don't?
Oh, geez, I'm okay.
That's since they were recalled this morning. Did the Pocono mushroom can have a pink label?
With a little yellow on it.
Yellow on it.
A pink and yellow label. Thanks.
Oh, jeez, you didn't like an almost feel of pain already.
Daddy, what kind of a pain?
What the hell kind of a pain you think? A frozen pain.
Don't sit down.
The worst thing you can do, keep moving. Keep walking around.
Let me lay down.
Wait, do you want an enema?